Let us be honest, not all are as sturdy as lumberjacks, working with an axe and chainsaw from birth. To chop off a tree safely, we must be trained, or at least have some prior experience, on tree cutting New Jersey methods, before we actually take on the axe and put on the boots. According to a survey, between 2010 to 2022, 57 enthusiastic DIY homeowners in NY suffered fatal accidents while trying to scale trees after watching DIY tree removal videos. It's wise not to blindly follow such internet tutorials. Anytime you are handling such complex activities, trust only tree experts, who have dedicated their career training on cutting down trees safely and effectively. Professional tree cutting guide. In the following sections, we will talk about tools you'll need for efficient tree removal, tree cutting safety tips, step-by-step guide of cutting trees, tools for safe tree cutting. The first step in cutting down a tree is having the right equipment and tools, which varies depending on the type of tree you're planning to cut. A checklist of professionals' tree cutting tools. Protective gear. Hard hat or helmet. Safety goggles. Safety visor shielding the face. Hearing protection. Heavy-duty work gloves. Closed-toe shoes. Kevlar chaps. Tree cutting tools. An axe. Quality chainsaw with a sharp chain. Tree felling wedges. Additional items. Long, sturdy cable or rope. First aid kit. Tree cutting safety tips. You can't afford to joke around or show carelessness with trees. While preparing to cut down a tree, follow these two major tree safety tips to keep yourself safe during the process. Tip 1, swing only in frontal area. Never stand directly in front of the tree you're planning to cut down. Offset yourself so that the tree is only in front of your head foot. And a way to do this is to look straight ahead past the tree from the position and not directly at it. This stance ensures two things. Allows more follow through on your swing. Reduces chances of injury anytime the axe head bounces off the tree. Tip 2, take account of the surroundings. Always check the area before cutting down tree branches. Often nearby trees get entangled with the falling tree. Also, power lines get disrupted with falling branches. Make sure you take care of that. Step-by-step guide to fell down a tree. After arranging the tools and ensuring safety, time to get down to the task. Start by making the area ready. Then make two cuts, the front cut and the back cut, and we will discuss all about it in detail. Step 1, prepare and clear the work area. Clean the area above and around your head and shoulders. The goal is to cut back any branches that your axe swing might catch in. Extend your arms with the axe in hand. If any tree limbs are blocking your way, remove them away. The last thing you want in your tree cutting is your axe getting stuck to a branch. Also, clear away any rocks and roots that might possibly get in your work. Finally, decide which direction the tree is going to fall. Look up and see whether it has a clear path, or if there are any large branches that could block its fall. If there are hindrances while felling the tree, change the felling angle. Clear blocking limbs, often impractical. Disentangle the tree when you remove it, an extremely dangerous process. Step 3, cutting the tree. Tree cutting process can be divided into two main parts, creating the front cut and the back cut. If done correctly, this will ensure the tree falls in the right direction. Step 4, making the front and back cut. The front cut in tree cutting is made at 45 degrees. Make this cut on the side of the tree that is facing the direction of the fall. The bottom cut should be horizontal and the top cut at a diagonal angle. You can make the front cuts by alternating each swing. Or you can make a few cuts on one angle of the tree first. Then make the next few cuts at the other angle. Make sure not to cut further back than the center of the tree. Next, you'll have to make the back cut. This cut will weaken the tree trunk and slowly it will make the tree fall by itself. You can make the back cut with an axe. But it's more precise and easier with a saw. Step 5, handling the tree after felling. The back cut will put the tree on the ground or nearly so. Next, get rid of any limbs holding it up and preventing its removal. Start at the bottom of the tree and chop upwards. It should be in the growing direction of the tree limbs and branches. Need tree cutting? Our experts can help. If you're in search of an expert for tree cutting service New Jersey, we can always connect with Branch Specialists New Jersey. We don't believe in boosting, but our professional services, reasonable service prices backed by arborists' training and experience will leave no room for dissatisfaction. Just like we use only top-notch equipment, we appoint only skilled and professional tree arborists that are excellent at their job and assure quality services. Connect with us to book a tree inspection.